بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس شيء إلا بينه وبين الله حجاب إلا قول لا إله إلا الله ودعاء الوالد. حضرت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: there are obstacles in the way of every action before it reaches Allah, but the recitation of لا إله إلا الله and the dua of a father in favor of his son go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unchecked. There are obstacles in the way of every action before it reaches Almighty Allah, but the recitation of La ilaha illallah and the dua of a father in favor of his son go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any obstacle unchecked. This means that these two actions are accepted without any delay, whereas there are intermediate stages for other deeds before they reach Allah. These two things go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. There is an incident of a kafir king who was extremely cruel and bigoted against the Muslims. It so happened that he was captured alive in a battle against the Muslims, as he had caused a lot of sufferings to the Muslims. They were naturally very revengeful. They put him in a cauldron placed on fire. At first he besought his idol gods for help, but finding no response from them, he became a Muslim and started continuous recitation of La ilaha illallah. How sincerely and devotedly he must have been reciting can well be imagined. At once, help came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of heavy rain, which extinguished the fire and cooled the cauldron. It was then followed by a powerful cyclone, which carried away the cauldron and dropped it in a city inhabited by non-believers. He was still engaged in the recitation of this kalima. The people there were wonderstruck by the scene, and after listening to his whole story, all of them embraced Islam. Yesterday, Hazrat Hafisa was telling us about the tornado that came in Tongat, and through the recitation of the dhikr of La ilaha illallah, how Allah Ta'ala saved people, their homes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the madrasas also. Allah ta'ala protected the masjid also because of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that can save a person more from the adab of the qabr than the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. Each one of us, we have our own problems. If we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us the way. If a person becomes Allah's, then Allah becomes his. InshaAllah, now for a few minutes, we engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.